guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. All right, guys, welcome to this episode. This episode, we have a special guest, our dear friend, Miss Holly Nelson. Holly, how are you doing today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So just for you guys to know, my wife's also named Holly. We call her the Jalapeno. This is one of my dear best friends, Holly. We call her the Halls or Halls.
So Halster.
The Halster.
Mm-hmm. She has a great
anything but the Jalapeno.
Anything but the Jalapeno. So Halls here is also a bartender at the brewery we all three bartended at.
Whoa.
Used to bartend in a previous life.
Past tense. Bartended.
But we all are
until
bartenders.
Corona, 2020.
Yeah. Good old COVID. Put us three out of a job. But right. So now we are going to sit in my basement and talk about beer, which is great.
Right.
But Halls loves stouts, just like myself, likes darker beers. Every time we get a new stout or we got the Frank on tap, Halls puts that, you know, like he got to try this. When Halls first came to Strap Tank, I made you try the Sergeant Holt Stout and you're like,
so good. So life changing.
But for real.
Yeah. It's delicious.
So I knew because you were coming on, I went to Salt Lake, got some Red Rock Brewery beers that Wyatt has been checking out. One's a stout, one's a Imperial Red Ale, and the last one was a foreign stout. A Pilsner.
Imperial Pilsner.
Thank you for getting stouts and not IPAs. Well, much appreciated.
But we plan on opening your palate with IPAs in the future.
Yeah, yeah. In the near future, I think we should get some local beers. And
I'm open to it. We'll see, though.
Oh, so you don't know if you're coming back on the podcast or not?
No, I'll come back on the podcast, but I don't know if I'm going to ever like IPAs.
Gotcha. We'll see if we can open your palate.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think this is my guess right now. Cascadian Dark Ale.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah, we've talked about this before, but a Cascadian Dark Ale or a black IPA is like a combination of stout and an IPA. So it's got like all those roasty stout flavors, but there's some solid
still an IPA,
some solid hop there too to balance it. It's pretty good. Like as far as hoppy beers go, that one's probably my favorite style.
We'll just try before it. you bail your diss on it. We'll try it. First.
I'll be a skeptic, but we'll try definitely
like,
try.
We'll try like five IPAs, and then we'll finish with the Cascadian Dark Ale, and then you're gonna be like, oh, those are all right. I didn't like this one or this one. Whatever, we'll go through that.
I'm into it.
And then you're going to be like, fuck, Cascadia Dark. That's my new favorite beer.
It could be. Might as well. But so I'm not sure which one we want to start off with. Let's pop one open. Why, since you're over there, tell me which one you start with.
Starting with Pilsner.
Okay, read her on.
Starting light, moving to the dark. Mind pass me your glasses?
Absolutely.
Ooh, thank
so,
you, Halls.
Why?
Holly, do you want to pour today?
Sure.
You haven't poured beer for people
in
a while.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Out of work for a while.
Right.
We should be back at work soon, so.
So, right now, Halls is pouring us the American Imperial Pilsner. It's called the Otto. It's got a cool-looking peacock on the front of the bottle. Yellow, bright label. Red Rocks, they always have big-ass bottles. I like their bottles. Kind of like Epic.
Pint bottles.
They are pint bottles, yes. Yeah. Epic has cool bottles. I like Red Rocks as well. To me, they look like something that's been shipped across, you know, the United States to here.
They remind me of like really, really, they're like super old school bottles. They're almost kind of like the, what's the bottle that Coors puts their beer in? The Stubbies. They kind of reminds me of like a Stubby a little bit, it's taller. It's like a full pint. They're cool looking bottles for sure. You know what? I'm pretty sure they drink beer out of bottles like these in Strange Brew, which we have yet to review. We need to watch that and review it.
We will do Strange Brew here.
Dude, that'll be fun.
So let's look at this one real quick. Let's drink this one. The American Imperial Pilsner, the Otto, my Red Rock. So there he is. You got a little gold straw color right there.
I haven't picked it up yet, and I can smell the hops from here.
Oh, wow.
It smells wonderful.
It smells just off the nose.
Fresh.
It smells. Yeah, it does. It smells clean. Yeah. I like that.
I'll read this real fast. You asked me 2 seconds ago, and then we poured. An American Imperial Pilsner. Otto pours crisp, clean, and bright, juxtaposing the elegant sweetness of Pilsner malt with aromas of tropical fruits and citrus.
Smells
this lager
yummy.
Beer shines in the glass and on the palate. It smells beautiful.
Well, cheers, guys.
Great. Cheers.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smells wonderful.
I thought it would taste more bitter. Like, it smelled bitter, but it wasn't overpowering for me anyway. It had that malt character at the very end.
I feel like the citrus nose in there is almost a little aggressive. Like, I haven't tasted it yet, but that citrus nose is, like it's attacking my nose a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, and this one is a little bit too bitter for me. I don't think I could drink a full glass. This wouldn't be, like, a first pick that I would order.
Okay. But mm-hmm. is it because it's the bitterness?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I feel like the bitterness with the sweetness, like, the balance is, I can see what they're going for, but I feel like it's just...
A skosh off.
Just a skosh off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that lager yeast is super crisp and kind of washes the palate, and it makes you want another sip.
Right. But I'm kind of with Halls.
Yeah.
You have, like, two aftertastes. You get one that's, and then you get that malt aftertaste, like, okay, that's not bad. Then just the bitterness kind of goes, vroom, get you.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's kind of unpleasant.
I feel like the malt and bitterness together is just, like, they combine kind of weird in this. Like, there's something weird in that bitterness. Like, it's not just regular bitterness. It's like.
I missed it by a hair. Not, I mean, if it's put in front of me, I'm drinking it. I am. Just because I put a beer in front of me, I'm drinking it, right? But.
Right. It's not terrible. I could definitely finish a glass of it if I ordered it, but it wouldn't be like, this is the beer, you know, that I need to have the next time.
Is it because the ABV 7.2 that it's a little, I don't know. Is it because an Imperial, it's a little harsh, a little hard?
We were talking about a beer before this. It reminds me of that beer. Mm. Like whatever the flavor compounds in there are, it's almost like. Like you said, like diapery kind of, right?
Yeah. So this one, I don't think it's diapery, but that if a beer, and we were asking our brewmaster Sean Smith, if it has a diapery taste, it's because of ethyl butyrate. I mean, that's sulfury kind of taste, and it kind of tastes like when you smell a dirty diaper. That's what you're tasting, and that's when it's higher alcohol content, and it's the compounds are just off.
Yeah.
And I don't know. My phone's obviously not with me, or else I'd look up a text and see what it was. But
that's what I get from this.
You're like, getting that same thing?
Yeah. Right here? Yeah. Like a.
See, I don't get the sulfury, but I get that. I think because the alcohol content, it makes it a little more not intense, but.
Yeah. The nose reminds me of like chewing on orange peel, but the taste, I think the alcohol content like kind of makes me. I don't know. Feels weird in my mouth. Mm. Not a big fan.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do a scale from 0 to 10. 10, this is the most enjoyable beer you've ever had.
Zero. Is this a crushability scale or
not
is this a different scale?
Enjoyability scale. Just for this
enjoyment?
Enjoyability? Would
you guys, yeah, see, if you guys would enjoy this beer, like, what'd you guys put it at? Let's be honest.
Like a 5. It's pretty average. It's not awful.
Five,
I wouldn't.
5 or 6. Like, I would say yeah. 5.
I'd go lower. This is like, this isn't even half chub. This is flaccid.
So you think like 3.
Yeah, like 2.5, 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm usually a big fan of Red Rock. I like most of the beer they make.
And I don't think this is necessarily a bad beer, but it's not for me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's for us right now. I think people who enjoy that kind of higher alcohol content and then the hoppiness, I think those Pilsner are a problem.
Yeah.
But I think this is not – I feel like this Pilsner is missing something.
Right. Well, I mean, Pilsners to me should be like super, super light and crisp and like boring. You know what I mean? Like Pilsners, like light and crisp, and there can be a little bit of sweetness from the malt and a little bit of bitterness.
Yeah.
But like, this is just too much of both.
Right.
You know, like it's not, I guess I came into this expecting a Pilsner, and to me, this just, it's not.
Is it because of the alcohol content, the Imperial, because it's 7.2?
That and the hops and the malt hops. Sweetness.
It's the hops. All
of the things.
Me off.
Yeah. It's similar to a Pilsner in that it uses Pilsner malts, I'm sure. And it also has water. So.
Okay.
And that way it's similar to a Pilsner. Well, but it's just not like crisp and refreshing as I wanted it to be.
I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. Sorry.
It's okay.
Not the first time. Won't be the last.
You know what?
Not
we'll
the
go,
first
we'll
time
go best
in 2020 that I've been disappointed.
That is the motto of 2020. Oh, sorry. That sucks.
Just 2020.
2020. Get over it. So before we go to the next beer, I wanted to ask.
Get over it.
Halls. Who's Halls? Tell us, who's Halls?
I'm from Salt Lake City, like everyone else here.
Hell yeah.
I met David working just through the food and beverage industry, serving together. We eventually moved restaurants and became bartenders together. I love hanging out with my friends, trying new beers, definitely more of like stouts, brown ales, ambers. That's typically what I like to drink.
And outdoorsy.
With beer.
You're outdoorsy.
Absolutely. Adventure is out there.
Yeah, you were telling me, was it 2 years today or yesterday, Machu Picchu?
In September, it will be 2 years that I hiked to Machu Picchu.
Can you believe
that?
That's cool.
We went on a backpacking trip, Machu Picchu. No big deal.
45 right. miles, 5 days. It was rad.
Yeah, I remember you went on that, but I remember coming back and just excited, just pumped.
It was so cool.
That's sick.
Traveling's the best.
Yeah.
You know, David and I, we've been to Mexico together. Yeah. Hopefully.
Oh, we'll go back.
More adventures as soon as we can fly again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorite stories of the Halls. When I first time I met her, she was already at the restaurant I was going to be working at, and she came up to me because I was supposed to be trained. So like, yeah, go talk to Holly; she'll train you. So I go up to Halls and I'm like, "Hey, I'm new here. I've been bartending already for 5 years, and I knew the restaurant industry. Like, I just needed to know the
ropes of the restaurant.
That restaurant, right?
Yeah,
And she goes, I don't want to take. She goes, I know it sounded off. I'm not trying to offend you. It's not anything against you. I just don't train. I don't train people. I'm sorry. And it was like, I don't train people. And so I go, cool. Like, it didn't offend me. I'm like, all right, cool. Oh, whatever. So then I get trained by another friend that we happen to have. And so it's always like, the first time I met Holly, I was like, nope, I'm not training you. Not with my time. So fast forward. I get
karma.
Holly, she gets that job worked at as a bartender. And the funny part is they said that you're hired, but I have to train you. But I don't train. So it's like 3 years later, it comes back, bites her in the ass. Like, nah, I don't train. Sorry.
It's full circle.
Yeah,
I like it.
So
karma.
There you go. We don't train each other.
He did in fact train me.
I did train. But Halls, thanks for coming. I mean,
yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for being our friends. Thanks for bartending with us. It's nice to have another bartender on the show.
And that's why I was looking forward to this, because, you know, this is going to help me be able to recommend beers for different guests. That's something that isn't my strongest point in bartending. So
we want to help individuals, especially bartenders, like explain why are we drinking that? Why should we drink this beer? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So what we're going to try to do is kind of compare it to more common beers. Like, everyone knows Sam Adams. Everyone knows Heineken. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Corona. Everyone knows Bud Light. So we'll try to liken these beers that you may not know. This Pilsner, we'll try to liken it to, you know, what it should taste like in a basic beer. And then feel free to reach out to those craft beers. When you come to a bar to a craft brewery, you're going to look at these lists and they're going to have weird names and they're going to have weird labels.
And like usually numbers that you're like, what the fuck
what
is IBU?
Mean?
Right.
Yeah. But if
that's even something that I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Right. And so, I mean, as long as we can help educate, like, you can describe why you should like this beer, what's in this beer, what's not in this beer. It's kind of like this beer. Because I know us three have a certain beer at Strap Tank. We worked at Strap Tank. Okay. I will say that we have, Wyatt and I haven't said it for a while. We worked at Strap Tank Brewery and we have one called Lehigh Light, which was the quote unquote brute lager. And we likened it to the Bud Light. So and I know you are on the same boat. Anyone asked for a Bud Light, we just poured a Lehigh Light and put it in front of them.
Yeah.
Right? Or a Coors Light. Mm-hmm. It's the closest, it's most relatable.
I never had a complaint. People are always like, oh man, this is really good.
Yeah. I like dressing over the lime because with the lime, I think it's really good with the lime.
It's people who like beer that were like the Lehigh Light.
I also assume
so
if they ask for Bud Light that they want a big one. So I would always put it in like frosted mug of Lehigh Light coming up.
With
upsell.
A lime.
Yeah.
Upsell.
Yeah, upsell.
I didn't do a lime because I just didn't want to cut more less.
Yeah, also true. But thanks for coming on, Halls, again. Bartender, let's try opening your palate even more. This next one, Wyatt's having, is an Imperial Red Ale. Wyatt, tell us, what are you opening?
I just opened the Imperial Red Ale from Red Rock.
So that's some special so
20th anniversary.
20th anniversary limited release. So I have not had this one. Have you had the one, Wyatt?
This is the only one out of this group that I have had. Yeah.
And what was your opinion when you first had it? Explain to me what happened when you first had that.
So I actually bought it to make bread with.
You make damn good bread, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I make bread, I'll like substitute the water with beer because you get like a really rich, full, kind of like malty flavor in the bread.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sweeter usually. And you have to like change your recipe and stuff, but it makes for, you know, pretty damn tasty bread, pretty like hearty bread. And I bought this to put in the bread. And I also bought the Gemma Stout, and I ended up drinking most of the stout and most of the red ale instead of making bread.
That was
a
good one. That's the Russian Imperial we had.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. It's not crushable, though.
No, not at all. No. And I haven't smelled it yet or anything. My memory was like, it's sweeter and it's not crushable, but it wasn't terrible. It was like, I don't know. I think we should drink it now instead of going with my,
I think
my
it's
failed
got
memory.
A beautiful caramel note to it.
Yeah. Nice. And like red, like fucking beautiful. Dark red,
I love
like ruby
color.
Red.
I really like that color.
Yeah. Caramel, I think, hit it on the head. That's a good color.
Off the nose, I smell way more hops than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. Yeah, red ales are funny. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, but red ales, like, the style of red ale varies so wildly. Like, and they're all red ales, but there's so much variation in the style of red ales. Like, you can have a beer that tastes pretty, like, light and not super malty or hoppy. You can have a beer that's going to be super hoppy, almost like an IPA. You can have beers that can be super malty, almost like a brown ale. And you can, you know, have beers anywhere in between all of those. Something that's malty and hoppy, something like,
yeah,
something that's super light and hoppy. Like, they're crazy. They're just, the variety in red ale is insane.
I mean, I like that. But you're always on your toes. You're like, I don't know what's going
to
be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You never know what to expect with the red ale. Cool. With the red ale, you're playing a fucking guessing game.
But this one, I kind of smell something like funky, like skunky, like dirty.
Could be old. I'll see if I can find a bottle.
It's not nearly, the smell isn't nearly as overpowering as the last one. It definitely has some more like subtle smell to it.
What else do you get off the nose there, Halls?
I can't tell.
This one's kind of, you can smell it's an imperial. Like, it's kind of, this is 9.5 ABV.
Yeah.
So that's pretty harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, those hops come in, and there's a little bit of like that, like, bready kind of malt sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, funky. I think the funkiness is like the hops. And I think, I can't find a bottling date, but my guess is this is a little bit old. The hops have degraded a little bit. I'm going to read the side of it real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Red Ale. Red Rock Brewing Company started brewing award-winning beer in 1994. In celebration of our 20th anniversary, we've handcrafted our first Imperial Red Ale. This Imperial Red Ale is deep crimson in color with a robust caramel malt character that is balanced with a substantial amount of hops. This is a full-bodied beer at 9.5% ABV.
Not my choice. I'm going to be honest.
Striking out today, huh?
Yeah. This one, I get that. I'm really trying to taste that malt. It's becoming overpowered with those hops. But I can get that bready kind of malt, right? But I think this is old.
I like this one initially, like when I first sip it. But then afterwards, the aftertaste. Like once I breathe out, that's when it's no good to me.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I think that's the ABV too. It's 9.5.
Like coppery and I get the same
kind of
like
Killian's Ale. We had the Killian's Ale. It reminds me of that. Kind of, it's kind of that coiny taste.
Yeah, like a penny.
Yeah. And I think it's just, I don't know when this is bottled.
Leaves like a, I can't describe what it is, but like the aftertaste, like down your throat. Maybe that's what it is, just coppery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like coppery, and I kind of get the same like baby diaper kind of.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's that butyric acid or whatever.
I wonder if the hops have just degraded a little bit. I mean, like we're going through the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. Beer sales have, you know, slowed for breweries because you have to like go to the brewery for the most part to get. Like it's harder to find beers. Yeah, you can't get them on tap. Like, and a lot of beers like. Have just kind of been sitting, like, you know, fresh beer was just sitting for a while before we even knew if we could sell beer to go. Yeah. Like,
that sucks.
Dude, I think the beer industry is impacted. Like, there are good beers.
Of course. Mm-hmm. We're all impacted from that one. This one, I think this one, like, going back to the freshness, I think this was probably a great beer when it was fresh.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if this one came on our taps, I know it's inferior, but if it came on our taps, and we're like, damn, this is fucking good.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like, no, damn.
Just been sitting for a while.
And that's the thing. I feel bad because this whole situation and those brewmasters and brewers out there, your craft is sitting in tanks not being enjoyed. That fucking sucks.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's like,
fucking sucks.
Like you put a lot of work into making good beer and then, and you know the age is like the thing that's going to hurt it the most. Mm-hmm. And then you have to just let it fucking sit.
And what do we have to do right now? Yeah.
And like they make huge batches because they know that like Red Rock is a super popular brewery and they make fucking great beer. Right. And like
food.
I've never, food. I have never in my life been disappointed going to Red Rock Brewery.
Right.
Every single time I go, I'm like, God, these are all fucking good. And the food is so good. Like I love, it's one of my favorite, whenever Ariana and I are in Salt Lake and like we'll decide on a place to eat. We've never decided on a place to eat without Red Rock being in
one
the mix.
One of the options.
I love
and
that.
Like, I feel like we've eaten at Red Rock Brewery more than any other brewery.
Right. Yeah.
Or more than any other place really in Salt Lake. Like,
it's one of the places that I would love to work. Like,
yeah,
it'd be so fun.
Yeah, well,
great environment,
when people
good beer.
Come into Utah, it's like, hey, what? Where should I go to eat? You going to Salt Lake? Yeah, Red Rock. Like, it's one of those.
They just have such
Red
good
Rock.
Food and beer.
Their food is probably, out of all the breweries we have, even with ours being there, I think they have the best menu.
I agree.
Yeah, their menu.
And their brunch.
Like the half rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, we've done brunch a couple times. So it's hella good.
Dude, great
and
food
And it's not super expensive.
No.
It's decently priced. I think you're paying what you get, and the environment's also cool.
It's like
always
it's
busy.
Like quality pub food.
Always busy,
yeah,
anytime.
Yeah. That's kind of like our go-to. Like my friends and I, after we go like on a long hike, we're like, "Cool, where are we going to go?" And it's almost always Red Rock because like good beer and just like
spot.
Quality.
That's exactly
pub
what
food.
You want after a hike.
Exactly,
just like a fresh cold beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Good food.
So you know, it's a bummer because I'm sure these beers were super good. My guess is they made huge batches because they weren't anticipating having to close down.
No one
And then
was.
All of a
no
sudden,
one
was.
No one was.
They're
no
not
was.
Selling
we
nearly as much.
So.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii having the time of my life. I had no idea what was going on.
So,
David gave me the heads
Halls
up.
Halls was, you were in there for
a week.
7 days?
Yeah,
and
a week.
So it was Halls left right before this whole COVID thing hit.
I remember.
Right before, yeah, because we had to cover some shifts. And during the halfway point, it was about 3 days before she showed up, and shit just hit the fan. And I mean that literally. It just kind of, boof, right? And so I texted her because she was in Hawaii, and I'm like, I don't – and that's when Trump – that was Friday when Trump's like, fucking, we're closing international things. And I know Hawaii is not international, but it's still like pretty far out there. And so I go, hey, I don't know if you're all right, but are you going to be okay? Are you going to make it home? Like, I'm just worried about you. And she's like, oh, we're good. Is this really a big deal? Like, is this actually a big thing? I go, I text her. I remember texting this exact word for word. Yes, this is a big deal. Unfortunately, this sucks. Like, it's yes, it is that bad. Like, the last time I remember something this dramatic happening was 9/11, where it affected the world. Like, we were talking last night. This isn't affecting Utah. This isn't affecting just bartenders. This is a pandemic.
Right.
This is a... affecting the whole fucking world.
You know, the problem with it is like 9/11, we were like, oh shit, but now we get to go hit someone. Like, we know what we need to do now,
right?
Like, with the pandemic, we haven't had a pandemic in 100 years. We're like, fuck, what do we do? You know,
everyone
like,
just has to stay at home. It's so weird.
Yeah, like I think the hardest part about this is like we all want to like take action to do something, but like the action you have
action
to take
is
not
is sitting
do
at
nothing.
Home.
Yeah,
do nothing.
That's hard to wrap your heads around. So we just go buy a fucking bunch of toilet paper. Because like, what else are you gonna do?
Like,
and we'll try some new beers.
What I'm telling my grandkids
and give
about
them
this.
The benefit of the doubt because their beers have been sitting for over a month now.
Right. Yeah. But when I talk about my grandkids, I'll be like, yeah, we had a pandemic and there was no toilet paper. Those were the hard times. You know,
because someone ate a bat.
Is that
in
weird?
China?
Is that what really happened? Like, I've heard so many conflicting stories.
Yeah.
But
I think it is. Yeah,
ate like a bat, dog, whatever,
bats.
But had the virus in Wuhan, China. We know it originated in Wuhan, China, but that's and the face masks come from Wuhan. Just throwing it out there. Anyway,
do they really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
I'm not kidding. A lot of surgical
masks.
Of course,
masks come
from Wuhan. You can fact check me on that one, but
that's
what it is.
That's funny.
Anyway, I'm done talking about that part.
I feel like everyone's like trying to get the most stylish. They're not. You can't call them masks. I was listening to a different podcast.
What's PC about masks? Face guards. You can't call them masks now.
They're like face shields.
Too
well, racist? because masks are like specifically like surgical masks. But like everyone's just supposed to wear a face shield. Like you don't have to get a surgical mask. They're like you just have to get a face shield. So there's like a bunch of clothing companies that are like manufacturing face shields.
Well, Halls and I, we have a lot of face masks. They're like more like cloth masks.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Like,
that's all you're supposed to do right now. Like, something to cover your face.
It makes sense because, and that's unfortunate, but when you talk, you're spraying things. When you hear other people are spraying things, it just happens. You can't just sit here and like, just talk quietly and things don't spray out. This is going to happen. You have a tongue that's moving in there wildly, right? And It's unfortunate that some people cough out loud or chew their gum or food out loud, and shit's every time you open your mouth, there's probably a percentage of projectile, and it just face masks are just supposed to help that from happening. Mm-hmm. And it looks goofy. It looks goofy, but it does help. It doesn't solve the problem, but it helps.
You know what I want to do? I want to get one of those. I want to get a NASA spacesuit like what Joe Rogan has. That's the best fucking thing you can do right now.
Yeah, you know, but you gotta sanitize that shit every time you come home.
Just the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, you just walk through like a decontamination chamber because if you have a fucking NASA spacesuit, you can have a decontamination chamber.
We need glass shields. Like when bartending, they need to put
like a sneeze guard.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would be
exactly
great.
What they need.
It'd be great, but it'd also be like talking. That'd be weird. Bartending, not face.
Hey, they
face.
Have them at gas stations. They just need to put it up on the bar rail and. We Might can open well. Back up.
Oh, we can just like be hazmat suit bartenders. Like, I guess. Fuck it.
Whatever. That'd be super cool.
I hope we can bartend suit. Again. Yeah. Fuck.
I know.
If we could bartend in a hazmat suit, I would be excited to go back to work. Or in a spacesuit. I want to wear a spacesuit. Like Strap Tank provides spacesuits, I'll go back to Strap Tank.
They won't. They will not.
But let's go to our last beer. This one, Wyatt, what will you be opening for us this time? And this one I'm kind of excited for.
Don't Murder Me Stout.
What?
Yeah, it's the name of Don't Murder
Don't
Me.
Don't Murder Me Stout. Red Rock Brewery.
Don't Murder Me Stout.
Great name.
Wonder
cool
how they came up
too.
With that.
This one is a foreign stout. So why? Explain to me what the difference between an imperial stout and a foreign stout is.
Right. So on a Stout Supporters episode, we talked about how they used to label stout barrels based on strength or porter barrels based on strength, mm-hmm. right? You've got 1X. 2X and 3X.
Remember that halls when you like see the old like pirate shows and they have like the bottles of the guy was always drunk and he had like they had X's on it. Like mm-hmm. 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X.
I feel like the rum always had like 4X's, but I don't remember.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't that make sense? I feel like the next step up is Pirates of the Caribbean.
I feel like he had, what's his name? Jack Sparrow had like 15X's. Like
most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But so the X's, the more X's that were, the higher the alcohol content.
Okay.
In essence, like that's what it was.
Very basic. Like you can look at it, and that's how they would judge alcohol content. They would be like, "Oh, this is 9.5% ABV." They'd be like, "Holy shit, 2X's,
2X's, oh, like, that's funny. We have it down to the degree,
so
like,
much
the number,
simpler.
But so this one would be considered a 2X.
This is a 2X, right? So the 1X turned into like the dry stout. The 2X turned into the foreign stout or extra stout.
Extra stout, like the Guinness extra stout.
Yeah, like the Guinness extra stout, also known as foreign stout. And then you've got the 3X, which turned into imperials. So this is not an imperial. It's a foreign or an extra stout. I'll let you pour, and then I'll read the side so I don't spill it everywhere.
Yeah. I'm excited about this one.
Super cool bottle, like
Love
light blue, white, black. It's like a wolf.
Is it a wolf or a coyote on it?
I think it's a wolf.
That's pretty cool.
Don't get me started.
I'm not going to get you started. But the thing about this is I grabbed this one. This is the first one I grabbed because I saw a stout that I hadn't had at Red Rock Brewery.
Yeah.
So, again, I love stouts. Wyatt, you love stouts. Halls, you love stouts. For some reason, we like the darker beers. Oh, for some reason. We know the reason, but we like darker beers. I saw this one, and I had to give it a try.
Thank you, Ollie.
So this is the first for me, guys. Out here, this is a beautiful, dark. Look at that. That's Guinness-y dark.
That's, yeah. It looks thick,
it
too.
Looks,
like the...
Yeah, I was going to say, the viscosity on it, look at that. I mean, it looks way heavier than the other two.
Dude, smells super good.
I'm saying, once you go black, you never go back in more ways than one.
That's the hall scene. On the nose, guys. Beautiful.
Just roasty.
This smells amazing.
Roasty.
All, if you guys can see our faces right now, which you can, go ahead and look at us. We started a YouTube channel, so we're officially on YouTube as of last week, guys. Bear with us. We're not IT experts, so if it looks shitty or sounds shitty, deal with it, okay? If you want to help us, help us.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, all our faces are just – we have like we're sat back. We're
happy.
Relaxed. Our eyes are rolling. We're sitting like we're on a beach going, fuck yeah.
That's
I can
nice.
Breathe.
Oh, stout smells
relax.
So good though.
So I'm telling you guys right now, we haven't even tasted this yet, but we are so excited.
It smells like chocolate milk and coffee.
It smells like the stout from, and I always bring this up, but the milk stout from Saltfire, or excuse me, Salt Flats.
Mm.
The chocolate milk stout. It smells like they use chocolate,
Like cocoa nibs or something?
Either cocoa nibs or they use the...
Like maybe chocolate malt.
I was
going to
say chocolate malt. It's got a nice chocolatey smell to it.
A little bit roasty,
it's
but mostly
like
chocolatey.
It's so comforting
roasty.
To smell it.
Have you tried it already, Halls?
It smells like it's going to be...
Well, tell us about
delicious.
It.
Sweet.
I want to hear you pretty before I try it. I'm not going to try it before you tell me.
I like that.
It's smooth and it kind of has like a roasted aftertaste. It's not bitter.
Yeah, delicious. You don't get bitterness to it?
Nope. Sweet. It's yummy.
Sweet. Oh, hell nice. Yeah. I'm cool. down. It's Cheers, good. Wyatt.
Cheers.
It's good.
Shit. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It was
a lot of chocolate. A lot of chocolate.
But it's not sweet chocolate or bitter chocolate.
No, it's like dark chocolate. Yeah. Right.
But the aftertaste like cold brew, kind of. It's really good.
It's a roasted coffee. Mm-hmm. So, Halls and I don't know about you, Wyatt. Halls and I drink our coffee black 95% of the time.
You do as well.
So, I think the reason why we drink ours black and we like stouts, it kind of goes hand in hand. For this, the aftertaste, I get that roasted like you just enjoyed a good cup of black coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? Do you just like drip coffee? Like, what's your type of coffee?
Drip's my favorite, yeah.
You like drip?
I drink Americano.
If I could do
Americano, like espresso and water?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like espresso or I drink cold brew.
Yeah, a cold,
cold
brew.
Drip like is
always
nitro.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always down for like a cup of drip coffee. Like it's easy, it's classic. But like espresso and cold brew, which I feel like are the just mm-hmm. two opposite ends.
But the nitro cold brew, have you tried any of those?
I don't like the nitro as much as just regular cold brew. Like I don't feel like it adds anything to it.
What about
like,
it the cool. nitro stout that we?
Huge fan of nitro stouts.
I had
a nitro stout last night.
I was telling someone, so put good. A scoop of ice cream with that, the stout flow. So if you guys have a chance to put a stout with a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream, try it out.
Yes.
Try it out.
Yeah, that's a great dessert.
Halls and I, that's like our night.
Guinness game. Floats.
Dude, can you imagine that with like a coffee cake or something like that too?
Beautiful, dude.
So good.
Dude, yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the pairing is.
Next time you have like a family dinner or whatever, bring some stouts, some ice cream, and some coffee cake.
Hell yeah.
And provide that for your family and your family's going to fuck
your birthday?
My birthday?
Do you want it for your birthday?
I'm going to read the side of this real fast. Don't Murder Me Stout is of Irish export style nature. Style nature. Irish export style, so like foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It's foreign stuff. Mm-hmm. Named after a wolf that roams the forest south of Dublin, this dark and inviting brew will deal you in on a cold winter's night. Sliante.
Sliante, huh?
Sliante. Interesting. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, this beer is definitely like comforting. I could see myself drinking it by, you know, a fire in the middle of winter. Yeah.
It's
kind of the vibe it gives off.
You guys are talking about what beers you go. If I had a lot of money, I would drink cappuccinos every morning. Because for me, the cappuccino, I had the espresso and then that milk just kind of, it just kind of drops.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, this reminds me of the espresso shot, but not one that's heavily roasted, but kind of. I mean, it is heavy. I think this is a heavy beer.
Right, but something to like balance it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little creaminess. Balanced. And I like this. I think this is my favorite foreign stout we had outside of Guinness. Go back to Guinness. I think Guinness is OG.
The extra stout?
Extra stout. Mm-hmm. Right. If you guys, could we had the extra stout on our St. Patty's Day that episode
one
was, with Cody.
That one had lots of like berry and like dark, like it, plum flavors,
it had,
right?
It had stone fruit in it.
Stone fruit.
So I think the Guinness extra stout is better because it had that stone fruit. Like, imagine having a coffee with that, not coffee float, but then have like a little,
like
I don't know.
Plum or like a prune, I think.
Yeah, some
like
type
a
of stone fruit next to it. Like a coffee cake topped with prunes.
I think it's got
to
be like distinctly fruit. Plum is what I remember. Like, but like dried plum.
Yeah, it's like dried. A prune. Yeah. I think dried, a medley of dried fruit.
Be a good mix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be super good. That's why I think this one's missing. Not that this – I would drink – I'm going to go back and get this one again. I will order this one again.
Definitely.
But I think the Guinness Extra Stout – if you guys like the Guinness Extra Stout, you will like this beer, period. That's how I want to relate.
Though, do you remember when we talked about like one of my favorite breakfasts is Guinness or whatever dry stout, chili with like onions and cheese?
Is it breakfast or
breakfast? Breakfast. Right?
Oh, the omelet thing.
And a fried egg on top. Chili with a fried egg, cheese, onion, and
this would go great with that. So
sounds
delicious.
I think that this would be more, if I was going to have like a sweeter breakfast, like maybe like oatmeal with like cinnamon and like raisins or prunes in there, like chopped prunes. Yeah. I've never had that, but like that's what this makes me want, like a hot bowl of oatmeal on like a winter morning.
That sounds so good.
Like, I want to like walk out of like
by
a
the
fucking
fireplace.
Cabin.
Yes.
And like bare rug on the ground and like a fire. I'm gonna like
snow
walk out of the cabin.
Everywhere.
Yeah, snow.
Mm-hmm.
Just like bare chested with like this and a bowl of like hot oatmeal with some cinnamon and prunes.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I don't know why that's like this is lumberjack beer.
I like that. Lumberjack beer. It is. I like that. Yeah. You're right. Because it's you woke up from your tent. You just got your sleeping bag. It's a little cold. You know your sleeping bag's warm. You're like, fuck, I'm staying in here, but I got to go start the fire to be warmer.
Exactly.
Right?
Got to go chop down some trees.
It's that morning. You got to get out. You put your beanie on. Got to
warm
your clothes.
My innards.
You're sitting there trying to put all your clothes on. Maybe they're a little sweaty from yesterday. Fuck, it's cold. Fuck. You're shaking all the hand warmers as possible. Fuck. But you get that fire started, and you're like, fuck yeah. Let's start this camping morning right off this beer.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like
warms
that lumberjack.
The insides,
well, if
fire
you guys,
warms
I mean,
the outer.
Look at Wyatt, lumberjack. Wyatt,
exactly.
You are a rugged man. When we bartend together, this is what I say. Whenever us three are bartending, I'm like, hey, we'll help you out. My name's David. Wyatt over there is the rugged looking one. Hall's the hot one. It defies, like, you guys have your characteristics. You are the rugged man. I just want you to know, Taste Masters, rugged man Wyatt.
Boom.
Nice. I like it.
Or there lumberjack. Wyatt, this is your beer. I can see you with an axe in hand drinking this beer.
And we all have fabulous hair, so.
We all have fabulous hair.
We have fabulous hair.
This is tasty beer.
And tasty beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would also, like, this would go well as a dessert, as a substitute for, like, I like cappuccinos as dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could substitute
so
that.
So, when I was bartending up at Sundance Mountain Resort, we would always, because in the fancy world, with the pinkies up, bougie, you have your three or four or five course meal. And you end it with dessert, which is very small, and you offer coffee. So that's what you do is you drink a cup of coffee to end the night, right? So I feel like
it's supposed to help with like digestion or something, right?
That and it gives you an extra like mini boost to feel confident, calm, and go to bed. Not calm, but like you know, good and go to bed, right? Because the thing about it is if you drink some coffee or caffeine and then have a quick 10-15 minute nap, you have more energy than if you were not to take a nap.
We call it the nappuccino. The nappuccino.
So I feel like this right here is that you'd offer this with that dessert.
Yeah.
I like
it. Nice
really
little
like
nightcap.
Yeah.
Yeah. In place of like coffee or like a dessert wine.
Yeah.
This is perfect. I think this beer well makes up for the other two. This is a fantastic
And
stout.
Again, not to harshly bash on the first two. The first two aren't our cup of tea or cup of beer, I guess. Right? But because it wasn't
I think
for us,
age played a big part
and
in those
age just,
two.
And like, again, guys, if you're going to buy beer, two things. And then we said this before. You got to get fresh beer and buy locally if you can. And it's got to be to the right temperature. Every beer's got to be either cooled, chilled at a certain degree. Right? Beers has got to be a certain temperature.
Yeah.
Right. People that drink warm beer, like,
it depends on the style.
Well, again, I want to bring this up real quick. Do you guys eat cold pizza?
Yeah.
In the morning
pizza.
When I'm hungover.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. As a hangover breakfast, there's like, little that beats
nothing
cold pizza.
Else, like, I just want that or my Beto's burrito.
Exactly.
That
ordered last night.
And that half the grease is in the tortilla.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what I'm going for with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cold pizza's good.
I like this beer. I think this one really did save the first two.
Yeah,
it did.
And I like that us three bartenders are figuring like, fuck yeah, we get it. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, Halls, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to describe this beer to a customer, how would you describe or liken this beer?
I would say chocolate, like strong chocolate flavor with like a roasted aftertaste. That's what I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's no, you can get the hops in it, but it's not, it's very light hop.
It's
very light.
Right. And it's a heavier beer too. So,
yeah.
But beautiful. If you're a stout fan, this one.
Exactly.
Liken it to the extra stout by Guinness.
Yeah. Not as fruity. More like dark chocolate.
But so here's the thing, Wyatt. You've had Halls, you've had it too, but that stone fruit, do you think that makes it better?
I don't like it as much, though.
See, that's the thing. I don't know about you, Halls, but I have a sweet tooth, like we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Guinness extra stout, the foreign stout, because that stone fruit gives it that. Because right now we're drinking this Don't Murder Me, and it's like we're all enjoying it. It's great. But then it gives it that little huzzah at the end. See, I love that stone fruit.
I love that it's like, it's pretty simple. It's just like dark chocolate and then like some roasty kind of coffee notes. I love that. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like this one, because it's so simple. Yeah, and not simple. That like adding like a fruit flavor to it doesn't make it taste good, but that's this is just simple. Stick to the basics.
Yeah.
Well done.
I think, mm-hmm. I think simplicity is like a general rule is like it can add a lot of value to your life to just try to keep things more simple. Like, mm-hmm. if things get too complicated, then it's easier to fuck up.
Perfect simplicity.
Just go back to the basics.
Like, there's beauty in simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in beer, like, a big mistake that a lot of breweries make. Yeah. Like, we have so many beers that are, like 15 different kind of hops. It's dry hopped. It's hopped continuously throughout the boil. And, like, there's all these different things that, like, they try to do.
Which is cool. Right. It's cool.
But, like, do you really need all that complexity? Like,
I don't know. Yeah,
you can have a fantastic beer that is simple, at least flavor wise, mm-hmm. and like this is one of my favorite beers that we've tried in like a long time. Like, as far as new beers that I haven't had and I've just like tried, this is one of my favorites I've had in a long time.
Right?
Because
sometimes
it's simple.
More just is not better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you don't need mm-hmm. more complexity all the time. Simplicity is nice. Like it's relaxing. It's easy to drink. It's fun, and like it's not so simple it's boring.
Right.
But it's good. I think the.
A great life lesson from the Do Not Kill Me stout.
But think about it. Do not kill me. Do not murder me.
Do not murder me. I apologize.
But you're right, because you look at right now, simplicity is kind of what we have to live. With this mm-hmm. COVID thing, we've kind of have to disconnect to reconnect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, and this is super hippie of me, but like the universe or Mother Earth is telling us to disconnect right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is a pandemic that's happening, and we've kind of have to step back a little bit to remember and reconnect. And so kind of same thing. It's like simple is kind of the better option.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I think like we could all be just a little bit embrace simplicity a little bit more mm-hmm. in your life.
More humbled with it.
And I think it'll allow you to be more fulfilled. Like this beer is super fulfilling, super, super good. Well, like balanced and tasty. Like I just keep wanting to drink more of it.
Right.
But it's simple.
That's what kills me. When you drink a beer, it brings up sometimes memories. But it's so weird to me that this beer and us three bartenders, it brought up like a lesson. Is that mm-hmm. weird to you guys?
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, you're drinking this beer, and thank you Red Rock for making it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's like you guys made this beer and it taught us at this time, hell yeah. You know, fuck yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing about beer is certain craft beer just give you something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Teach you something.
Really is an art. Like we've talked about this before.
Many times.
Like art is meant to make you feel something. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we've had so many beers.
Whether it's good or bad.
You know, this makes us feel something.
That's what I've appreciated about this podcast is because there's so many people out there that are like, let's just go get, you know, a 30 rack of Bud Light and get fucked up. But it's like, there really is an art to making beer and to actually, like, taste different beers and figure out why you like what you do and do not like. Like, that's what this podcast is, like, even done for me. It's not about, like, just drinking to get fucked up. It's like, let's, you know, appreciate the art of brewing beer and try some.
Yeah.
It's always better.
Something new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to have 6 beers and 6 people to share it with and 5 people to share it with than it is to have 6 beers to yourself.
Right.
Like, you're going to get more out of the beer, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, if you have 6 beers and 6 people, like, you're probably going to have a better time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And especially if, like, it's good beer, like, it's something to fall back on, to talk about. And, like, you know, we've been talking about, you know, like, fucking life lessons. We've talked about memories that beer's made us feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like beer can do just like any other art. Like you see a beautiful painting, you hear some music, and like we've all been there where some sort of art has roused something in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for people who love beer, like beer can do the same thing, and it has for us on many occasions. I think that's probably the most, for me, the most like significant part of this journey that we've been through
and
is like trying these beers.
Mm-hmm. That fire.
Yeah, and that's I think what continues to like rekindle that fire is like we found all these beers that make us. Like, don't just taste good. They taste good.
Right.
But they make us feel something. Like, we're actually, like reliving memories or, you know, like thinking
of, or even
of
just making something up. Like, we're in a cabin. Like, we're not stuck in our houses. We're in a cabin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can all imagine that together
and
because of this wonderful
beer. And that's why I was thinking those brewers and brewmasters who are out there, keep making your fucking craft. Hold that paintbrush or hop or whatever you want to call it and continue to go. Paint that fucking picture.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And those who are out there making these beers, thank you. You know, you guys are the heroes that aren't being as appreciated as they probably should.
Right.
But at the same time, thank you. And I hope we can help, like Hawes was saying, we can help bring that to you. I mean, if you don't like beer, I think we can help you appreciate beer. You don't have to like it or love it.
Just appreciate the art, you know, like that it's not just about like getting drunk or, you know, creating something that causes problems in someone's life. There's actually an art to it.
Yeah.
Versus.
And if you look at it that way, that open-mindedness will, I think, bring back more connectivity and is more sane, more real, more pure, more humanistic.
Right. There are a few things that bond people, and one of them is drinking beer together.
Which is, living it, you get that. If you don't live that, and if you're from a culture or from a side that you're like, I don't get that, it's because you haven't experienced it. Mm-hmm. But again, when knowledge increases, behavior changes. And I think when you experience, you grow.
Right.
Because think about it. You're growing up and your parents are like, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this. Why? Because they've experienced it. They know what, and quote unquote, not to do and what to do. And the same thing. It's like, drink this beer, don't drink this beer. Why? Let me find out for myself.
Yeah.
And it's okay to test the waters. Like, if you like it, cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. If I like it, that's awesome. If I don't like it, if you don't like it, all right, cool. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Appreciate the little things. I like that. Simplicity. Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing this beer, David. This is that was fantastic. Yeah. And the other two, like, you know, I'm sure they're old or something. Maybe they, you know, saw some sunlight at some point. You know, maybe there's just like an
benefit
accident
of
happening
the doubt
in the brewery, right?
During this like, lockdown time.
Odds are they're probably good beers. To us, it just tasted like the hops had, you know, kind of degraded a little bit. But this stout well makes up for it.
Well, the three beers.
Glad we saved it for last.
Three friends. Yeah. Like, I'm glad we did this. Right. Halls, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
I know.
It
I
was
can't
fun.
Wait for the next one. Let us know what you want to drink next.
I mean, I'm free until May 15th. So,
so let's
probably beyond. Let's get right. Yeah.
But we'll bring you on again if it's okay with you.
1,000%.
Wait, if there's anything else you want to drink, Halls, or want to learn about, let us know. We'll bring you on. We'll teach you that. We'll try our best anyway. Again, Red Rock, you did a great job. Wyatt, it's been real. To the next beverage, bros.
To the next beverage.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. Like us, follow us, share us, tell your friends. Next time you have a drink, tell us about it. Drink it, you know, let us know what it tastes like. Tell us if we should try something new. You can find us at tastemastersdrink.com. You can also find us on Instagram at @_tastemasters or on Facebook. We are The Tastemasters. Thanks for listening again.